Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We told this story, you know, some years ago. We were stranded out in the middle of a very desolate place. Our car quit on us back in the very earliest days of our ministry. And we went to like five houses that were, all of them seemed like at least a mile apart. And nobody had time for us. And we found some people who were older, different denomination, different color. But they received us, and when they found out we were Christians, they treated us special just because we were Christians. Man, I'll never forget that. It was cold. They brought us in, built a fire in their little mobile home they had, and they didn't have a phone, but they drove us to where we could get one, and we tried to pay them when it was over with, and the man looked at us. He said, "Oh, no." And the woman, what'd she say? "No, we're Christians. Y'all are Christians." She said, "If we can't help a fellow Christian, what's life about?" And they showed us preferential treatment because we were people of God. Amen? You know, we should show each other such preferential treatment that outsiders would want to get in. Right? That non-Christians would want to become Christians so that they'd get treated like we do among each other. You know, Lester Summerall, who's going home to be with the Lord now, he was very strong on this with their Feed the Hungry programs. He said, when we go in to feed the hungry, we're going to feed the hungry Christians. And some people had a hard time with that, but he's right. I said, he's right. If you'll study scripture after scripture, you'll find that he talks about loving each other. Talking about fellow Christians doing things for each other. And Dr. Summerall understood this and wanted it demonstrated that if you serve the wrong God, you get the wrong results. Yeah. Now some people say, "Well, I don't like that." Well, are you doing either one? See, I mean, but it's right. We should help our own, I don't mean just our own kin folks. I mean our own Christians, our own believers. There should be something there in preferring and honoring. Have you found 2 Kings? Everybody say reference and preference. 2 Kings 4:8. You know this story, but let me just remind you of it. 2 Kings 4:8. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. Now, great meant that she had money, she had influence in the community, and she constrained him to eat bread, and so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. He must have liked it there. She probably was a good cook, too. She said to her husband, "Behold now," verse 9, "behold now, I perceive that this is an old preacher." Huh? You see why I said that? What did she say? "This is an old preacher. I feel sorry for him. Let's see if we can get him a place to stay." Huh? No, this is a what? A holy man of God. Have things changed in God that we shouldn't use this kind of language anymore? We should use this kind of language. Child of God, man of God, woman of God. That doesn't mean we're trying to say that they're everything. We know they're flesh, even with each other. Child of God, man of God. I've heard people that I respect, men who were pastors of works of longevity and their wives referred to them as the pastor or as the man of God. Well, I know he was just Jim at home, at least part of the time, but she and her children and his children, I've seen things like this that show reverence and respect. It teaches you of God because God is this way. She said, "This is a holy man of God, and he comes by here all the time. let us make a little chamber. He's talking about building a bedroom onto the house. Let us set up for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it'll be when he comes to us that he'll turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came there and turned into the chamber and lay there. Is that preferential treatment?
Yes.
Isn't it? Building a room on your house today, then, is just like building one today. It costs money, time. Did she honor God in honoring Elisha? Yes, she did. She showed him preferential treatment. I've talked to you about this. I have this on my heart. I believe you do too. We're going to be a place of hospitality.
Amen.
Aren't we? I mean, we're in this place where millions of people come through here every year, and we're going to have a lot of people come for meetings and just come to visit, and we're going to love on them, and we're going to respect them. We're going to show people respect maybe that never have had any. It'll cause them to bloom and blossom. I know I took my car in for service some years ago, and the place was a madhouse. And there were guys in suits in there barking at these guys with the blue collars that were changing the oil and working on these cars, barking at them and demanding this, and tension all in the air. I saw one of the guys that worked there, and I looked down. He had his name on his uniform, and I said, "Mr. Bob." Well, he looked at me like he hadn't heard that in a year. "Mr. Bob." I said, "Mr. so-and-so," I said, "I can see that you're very busy. And if you don't have time to get to me today, I understand. I just need you to tell me what I should do." Well, see, I've already prayed and asked for favor earlier in the day.
Amen.
I'm believing God's helping me. And you don't go in stomping your feet and demanding things and acting like a heathen. You'll undo your prayer.
Amen.
Hmm? When I called him Mr. Bob, he stood up a little bit. He looked at me. He said, "Where's your car?" I said, "It's right over there." He said, "Follow me." And I followed him, and he pulled me around a bunch of people and pulled me. They looked at me like they wanted to shoot me. I thought, "What'd you do? You gave him money." No, I just called him Mr. Bob. Treated him like a human being. Instead of acting like I was better than he was. Barking at him. How many know what I'm talking about? This is honor. The Bible says we're to honor all men. And we're to show preference and honor and respect. One way you honor people is by not pressuring them. And by how you refer to them, how you talk to them. Well, they made preferential arrangements and treatment. They prepared and showed preference. We're going to do that. You know, do y'all remember in our week of increase meeting, these ministers I had come in that were my ministers when I was a little boy? You remember that? Those guys were so blessed. I'm telling you, they have called, they have written. They said nobody in 40-something years of ministry ever treated us like that. Don't you think that's right? I mean, these people have been faithful in the ministry. I mean, staying after it for 40-something years. And we put them up in a nice place, fed them real good, and a bunch of y'all came over and loved on them and gave them Pentecostal handshakes. Man, they were blessed. That's going to be happening all the time with just a visitor that came in off the street, as well as ministers that have been faithful and other people. I'm relying on you. We can do some things. I can't do it all. Phyllis can't do it. No matter what we try to do, you have to be there. And you have been being there. I'm just encouraging you, saying, this is God. This is right. Not only are we being nice to them, we're showing honor to God. Aren't we? We're showing honor to God. She honored, and her husband, could have pitched a fit about it, couldn't he? He could have said, "I don't want that old preacher in here all the time. I mean, coming up here, eating our groceries, it costs money to build onto the house. Now, if we're going to build onto the house, I'm going to build me a room." They wouldn't even be in the book, would they? Why is this even in here? See, they had enough respect and honor. He said, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. They built the room, bought the furniture, set it up, spent money on groceries every time he came through, fed him, took care of him, gave him a quiet place to hear from God. They honored him. Did they honor God in doing that?
Yes.
Yes, they did. All right, if you honor God, what did he say? What did he say? Them that honor me, I will honor. I mean, you don't go two verses into this thing. And verse 12 said, the man of God said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And he called her, and she stood before him. He said, tell her, behold, you have been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for you? Is that God? You keep blessing his people, it's going to come up before him, isn't it? He's going to say, all right, something's got to be done for them. They've honored me. He asked her, you know, what do you want? And she said, oh, I'm happy, I got everything. And Gehazi said, they don't have a kid, they want a child. And you know, he spoke the word over, and just within a year's time, she had a child. Is that being honored of God?
Yes.
Did God honor her?
Yes.
You know, that wasn't the end of it. Later on, that boy died. Had a stroke out in the field from some kind of problems. Do you know that that boy was raised from the dead?
Yes.
Is that God honoring you?
Yes.
Do you think she felt like that was worth a few groceries and a piece or two of furniture?
Yes.
At this point. That's not all. Later on, there was a time of famine. They all had to leave and go out of the country. But when they came back, they walked in before the king as Gehazi was talking. And he pointed out and said, that's the woman. And the king secured to her her property and all that her land would have produced over the years she was gone. He saw to it and commanded that it was given her. My. That was a cheap little bedroom. I don't care how much money they spent on it in honoring God. But see, people don't think like that. They think, well, it's costing me something. You know, we're talking about spending money on the church and fixing it up and getting ready for the meeting. No, this is not throwing money away. This is an investment of the greatest kind. Huh? We want this place nice for visitors to come in and want our ministers to be comfortable and honored and respect. Well, this is going to happen just by what's in your heart, isn't it? There's enough of us here, no matter how many visitors come in or who else comes in, we have enough honor and respect in our heart that from the first note struck on the instrument, you stand up with that on the inside. And when the ministers come to minister, your honor is there. You're not just making much of flesh. You're honoring God. You're honoring the anointing. You're honoring the gifts and graces. And how many believe that God is faithful? He will honor us with his presence, with healings in our midst, with miracles, with financial miracles. Amen? With respect and promotions and avenues and opportunities that other people don't get, with sparing your life and protecting you. That's honoring you, isn't it? Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.